reflection, recognition, remembrance, resiliency, all words that could be used when talking about events in November. I'm Melissa Patrick as we take a step back to November. The Holmes County Chamber of Commerce would recognize the small, medium, and large business of the year in Shoemaker Custom Apparel, JDM Structures, and Little Cottage Company at the annual Chamber of Commerce meeting. They would also honor the Community Service Award winner Holly Johnson, Educator of the Year Leah Miller, and the Lifetime Achievement Award winner Mark Weaver, whose son Shane accepted in his honor.
Chuck, Tanya, Diane, Morgan, Stacy, Nikki, and Jaden. This award is a reflection of all of your hard work. Our business would not be where it is today without you, and I am very proud of what we have accomplished together. You guys are the reason our customers keep coming back, and I can't thank you enough for everything you've done. Thank you.
When I moved back to come to JDM and back to Holmes County, I was struck by the beautiful ways that this community honors individual human beings and creates opportunities for them to flourish.
The entrepreneurial life is a very lonely life, and starting from scratch with zero sales and a wife is my sounding board. What about this idea? What about that idea? So I want to thank her, especially for being with me, helping me, and all the kids that hear me talking business all the time, ideas and stuff. So, and it seemed like a day like today would never happen, like when I was in the garage and making stuff. And so
I want to thank our staff. You don't see our staff here tonight because they are working at the Arts Center. We are open most nights until 9 o'clock with classes. We serve 600 students a year at this point. Thank you to my board. We have 11 board members and they serve about a 3-year term. So we've had a lot of board members and they spend a lot of time giving advice and counsel, and I just really appreciate them. A great staff of about 20 people that pour into the lives of others through their gifts. So if they were here, I would be thanking them. But most of all, I would love to be able to give this back to you all because you all are the reason that the Arts Center exists. So just thank you very, very much.
So thank you very much for that. It has been a real enjoyable journey, and I think that I've got some other things in mind that I'm thinking about for the future. So I do really say I'm not doing leadership again next year, but we have other things in mind for that. So thank you very much for the award.
He was truly a man with an abundance of skills and knowledge, especially on the construction end. Thanks to the hard work from Grandpa and Dad, what started out as a couple-man crew in a pickup truck in 1970 has turned into the large business that we have today. Dad's life was cut short here on Earth. This is not the end for Ivan Weaver, nor is it a new beginning, but just another step that the company is taking.
The Holmes Center for the Arts announced that they would be creating a permanent endowment with the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation. This fund will allow HCA to weather the test of time through a secure funding source and ensure future generations of artists and arts educators in Holmes County will have the ability to thrive. These types of funds build resiliency, add community capacity, and provide reliable income for the future. Looking at the elections, Millersburg would vote in a new mayor, with Kelly Hoffe defeating incumbent Mayor Jeff Huebner. Tom Bond and Andrea Kellogg would take the two open seats for Millersburg Council. In Kilbuck, Mayor Rick Allison would defeat Christina Flenner.
First of all, I want to change the culture of council. I want to make it inclusive for everyone. So it doesn't matter what your opinions are on things. I want people to feel free to come to council, to sit and converse, bring their ideas. I just want to include everyone. People sometimes think that elected officials are the only ones with ideas, and that is just not true. Everyone has good ideas, and I think if we bring them all to the table and work together, we can make Millersburg better.
I just want to thank the voters of Millersburg for their continued support and my service for the village.
I thank everybody. There were so many people that helped me, and I'm grateful, and I'm looking forward to serving the community, and I won't let anybody down.
There's several irons in the fire that we need to take care of. Hopefully this Appalachian grant comes through. I've noticed they've been surveying in town, but I don't know where we stand on it, but I'd like to see that process through. My biggest concern right now is probably what's going to happen to the village with Kilbuck School leaving.
Looking at the township races, in Kilbuck Township, Chad Klein would take the open seat. In Knox Township, Gary Morris took the open seat. And in Monroe Township, incumbent Tim Estep held on to his seat. Tom Miller won the seat in Walnut Creek Township. Looking at the school board races, East Holmes would fill their two seats with Brian Koblenz and Bryce Troyer. Southeast Local Schools' three seats were filled by Brian Miller, Rick Reynolds, and David Troyer. And Triways School Board filled their two open seats with Carrie Perkins and Travis Snyder. Statewide, voters had issue 1 regarding abortion rights and issue 2 for recreational marijuana to vote for, and while Holmes County had a resounding no for both, they would have a majority yes vote across the state. However, a couple weeks later, Governor DeWine and other leaders would announce they are looking to make changes to issue 2's law. After 19 years as senior fair board president, Carrie Taylor would retire and Roger Boring would be elected as the new president, with Matt Feichert elected as vice president.
I just want to say that this is the end of my 19th year of being president of the fair board, and it's going to be my last year as being president of the fair board, because it's time to pass the torch. It's not fair to the board anymore. I mean, you know, need some new leadership. It's time for me to cut back. I don't want to get burned out of being on this board. And I think this is an opportunity to do that. I think we're in a really good spot, and I'm very proud of that. And I am very, very proud to have served with this group of people. And we've went through a lot of great things, and we went through a lot of heartache. We've lost people that we loved, and we've made tremendous friendships along the way. And I just can't stress how honored that I've been to be in the position that I've been in, and the people that I've been with here for those 19 years, and I'm not going away, but it's time for me to step aside. So with that, I'm gonna turn it over to Tara as the secretary to close the books.
On Veterans Day, those who served in the military were honored and remembered in a ceremony in the Common Pleas Room at the Holmes County Courthouse, with new service officer Dan Stackhouse being the keynote speaker.
Some of you were drafted during Vietnam, some of you volunteered, some of you volunteered in peacetime, more recently in Desert Storm, OIF, OEF, all of the different calls that our nation has put out, you have been there, and we can't say thank you enough, and that is what today is all about.
It's just never truly sat well with me personally, because I never truly felt what I was giving for God, family, and country as a check, and that my life is a type of currency. I didn't enlist because of politics, but because of what our nation has stood for. Instead, I felt like I was giving our future and the future of our children and grandchildren a foundation that is not as fleeting as currency. Not only are you a veteran, but you are a valuable member of a community, a cornerstone for that community that has been built over the years by those who are willing to answer the call of duty. I have met with many different veterans from different walks of life. The chance to meet each and every single one of you veterans is a blessing. It's wonderful. Your unique stories are what build this community and build the foundation that gives us a brighter hope for our children. The things that you have learned from the military, you guys have brought back to this life, brought back to this community, and have grown such an amazing community. These influences have also been a part of my life as well. Every chance I get to speak with one of you veterans, I take a small little bit of influence from you, and I appreciate the chance to get to learn your history.
A mobile home fire in Millersburg would be found to be a case of arson, with a woman being arrested and charged. Tragedy would strike in Licking County with an accident on I-70 involving a charter bus with band students from Tuskegee Valley and another vehicle traveling with them being part of a larger accident. 3 of the students on the bus were killed and 15 students and the bus driver were injured. The 3 adults in the passenger vehicle traveling with the bus were also killed, and there were at least 3 from other vehicles who were injured as well. One of the adults traveling with the bus was a teacher at the Buckeye Career Center. The East Holmes School Board and the governor, as well as several other politicians, would issue statements and make comments.
On behalf of East Holmes Board, let everybody in the Tuskegee Valley and Buckeye Career Center communities and school districts know our thoughts and prayers go out to them in lieu of the horrific bus crash that happened this past week. So if we could take a moment of silence and just remember the lost ones and the people that were affected by it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
This is our worst nightmare, when we have a bus full of children involved in a crash. And certainly it's the worst nightmare that families can endure, or school can endure.
Around the state, Governor DeWine appointed a new director of the Ohio Board of Education, Stephen Dakin, and the Ohio Supreme Court dismissed three long-running constitutional challenges to the state house legislative maps, citing a September bipartisan passage of new maps. Governor Mike DeWine would order the flags of the United States and state of Ohio to be flown at half staff upon all public buildings and grounds throughout the state in honor of the passing of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, and a new place for human trafficking survivors to call home would open in Columbus, called Harriet's Hope. With this step back to November, I'm Melissa Patrick.